Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Fine Arts Chairperson, Kathy Clark. And Kathy, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to tell you all about the Tuba Day, Tuba Christmas. It is Saturday, November, Saturday, December the 21st, really close to Christmas, and it'll be all Christmas music. So it's a good way to get into the spirit of things. The concert is going to be at 1 o'clock, which is usually a little different than what we usually do. And it is at the First United Methodist Church on 3rd Street, 1100 3rd Street, right across from Fairway.
Okay.
So plan to come and listen to a great concert. If you play a tuba or a euphonium, you're welcome to come and join in with the group. They rehearse at 10:30. Registration starts at 10 o'clock, and it's there at the Methodist Church. So you just come and bring your instrument. If you have a music stand, that would be good. The music is provided, and the registration is $10 to perform in the concert. It's really a good thing. All ages are welcome. The music is not super difficult, so that even beginner player tubas can come and perform. The Perry Performing Arts has been connected with William Bell for a number of years. William Bell was supposed to be a bandmaster in Des Moines back in the early 70s. And he came to Des Moines to direct this concert, and he got sick. His sister lived in Perry, so he came to Perry to the hospital, and he passed away in Perry, and he is buried in Violet Hill Cemetery. When Fine Arts started with a concert, we had Tuba Day on November, the first Saturday in November, which is why I was stumbling earlier. But for years, we had this concert, and after the concert, the tuba players would go out to Violet Hill and play at the cemetery around the grave. The gentleman that was in charge of the music needed to retire, and so he gave his collection of music to the University of Iowa. He is still around and is still playing, and so there's still the connection. But when he retired, he suggested that we get involved with Tuba Christmas. The Tuba Christmas has been going on for 50 years. This is their anniversary. And the first Tuba Christmas was in 1974, and it was organized by Harvey Phillips as a tribute to his professor and mentor, William J. Bell, who was born on Christmas Day in 1902. Through the legendary William Bell, we reflect on the heritage and honor great artists and professors whose legacy has given us high standards of presentation, a well-structured pedagogy, professional integrity and personal values, and a fellowship shared with all other instrumentalists. The first Tuba Christmas was directed by Paul Levine at a skating rink at Rockefeller Plaza in New York City on December 22nd, 1974. Traditional Christmas music was presented in the first Tuba Christmas, and it was arranged by the American composer Alec Wilder, who ironically died on Christmas Eve in 1980. Wilder composed many solos and ensembles competition for the tuba and the euphonium. He supported every effort to improve the literature and the public image of their chosen instruments. Through Alec Wilder, we express our respect and gratitude to all composers who continue to embrace our instruments with their compositions, contributing to the ever-growing solo and ensemble repertoire for the tuba and euphoniums. The high school band director, Blake Schmidt, is going to be the coordinator. The last I talked to him, he had some ideas about who might be directing, and if that fell through, he was going to do it. He told me that he started when he was in high school or even before that, playing in the Tuba Christmas, and he's played in Tuba Christmas every year except for one or two. So it's been around, and we want to encourage everybody that wants to play to come and do that. And then we want to encourage everybody who wants some really good Christmas music to come to the First United Methodist Church in Perry at 1 o'clock on Saturday, December the 21st. So please come and join us for a great afternoon of music. We'd really like to see you there.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry Fine Arts Chairperson, Kathy Clark. And Kathy, before I let you go, so this is really looking good. I know you mentioned that tuba players are invited to come. So what's the process? Do they need to contact you or what?
They just come with their $10 and be ready to play at 10:30. The church will be open at 10 o'clock. Like I said, bring your instrument and bring a music stand if you have one. If not, we'll see what we can do for you. But please come, show your talents. And if you're just beginning, everybody is very welcoming, and we would greatly enjoy hearing you perform.
Awesome. Yeah, no, of course. So looking forward to that again. The Tuba Christmas by the Perry Fine Arts happening on Saturday, December 21st at 1 o'clock and a different location. Again, it's at the First United Methodist Church in Perry. So keep that in mind. Well, again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Fine Arts Chairperson, Kathy Clark. And Kathy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
You are absolutely welcome. And that's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.